employment is slowly rising in the valley.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
After a loss of more than 55,000 jobs last March and April, local employment has started to rise, albeit at a slow pace, gaining only 35,000 or 6 out of every 10 jobs lost as of last December. However, the burden of loss of jobs was not distributed evenly among different sectors. The leisure hospitality sector lost more than half of all its jobs by April, and only 1 out of every 2 jobs lost came back as of December. And while that was predictable due to the nature of the sector, it does not reduce the impact of all of these job losses on the economy, and even more tragically, on the individuals, some of whom have permanently lost their jobs. But not all sectors are still running below their February 2020 level. The transportation warehousing sector, which lost more than 3,000 jobs last April, has not only recovered all those jobs, but it has added another 4,000 new jobs on top of that. The healthcare sector also expanded, growing by 4% during the same period. However, most other sectors lost employment. None as bad as the leisure and hospitality sector. However, the other sectors, like construction, lost 13% of its jobs, and even manufacturing employment shrank by 5%. It was surprising to see the information sector losing a significant 15% of its employees, while retail employment recovered all its losses and is now slightly ahead of its last February's level. One of the indicators of job growth is the number of initial unemployment claims filed. And this is a leading indicator that is also published several weeks before the employment data. The number of weekly initial unemployment claims filed in the Valley dropped significantly from more than 10,000 claims a week in April to around 850 during last October and November. Still much larger than previous year's level, but a great improvement. That, however, was not to last. The number of initial unemployment claims filed in the Valley started to go up, exceeding 2,000 before Christmas, and continued on the high side through the first half of January. It has, thankfully, relented and is dropping since then. Personal consumption expenditures, which constitute 70% of the GDP, is not moving up. And a reliable predictor of consumption, the Consumer Sentiment Index, is still more than 20% below its last February's level. That is why most economists expect to see the GDP to show very little growth in the first quarter. However, most expect significant growth during the second and third quarters of this year. As vaccination chaos diminishes and some organization develops, confidence will rise. When the number of people vaccinated exceed 100 million, we expect to see significant improvement in the economy in general and in employment in particular. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.